Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, Michael Moore, who basically has already come out recently saying that he rejects much of his U.S. citizenship because he doesn't like the way things are going there, he's now out there proposing a new amendment to the Constitution. He wants to propose a 28th Amendment that would repeal and replace the Second Amendment that guarantees Americans the right of gun ownership. And so he's very much a gun grabber. He did try and make fun of guns a lot in Canadian Bacon, which I will be honest, it's a fun movie. I enjoy watching it. But he's very liberal and he thinks guns are bad. And, the more government you have, the better. Meanwhile, there is actually a move out there to repeal the 1934 National Firearms Act as being unconstitutional. This is coming on the heels of the recent Supreme Court ruling. And the NFA is the infringement that allows the ATF to tax and regulate things like suppressors, machine guns, pistol braces. It restricts bore sizes and so forth and so on. It's basically a lot of unconstitutional nonsense, and it's been used by the federal government for the last almost 100 years to oppress, tax, and register Americans here. And there is now a growing move to challenge that as being unconstitutional. I'd love to see that one go up to the Supreme Court here. I was very surprised when we moved here to Indiana. You can actually buy a suppressor here. Yes, you've got to pay a tax. You got to file some paperwork, and you got to wait a very, very long time. But you can get a suppressor. And I was wondering, why would you want one? And then some of our neighbors explained, why they want suppressors, because they target shoot on their own property, and they don't want to disturb their neighbors, which is very thoughtful. Makes perfect sense to me. Makes absolute sense to me at all. Okay, so another article on the same line from the American Thinker saying the National Firearms Act is largely unconstitutional, and it was basically put into place because of the gangster era, where, Al Capone and Machine Gun Kelly and Babyface Nelson made the Thompson submachine gun the iconic symbol of gang violence. It was often nicknamed the Chicago Typewriter, and it had a 100-round drum magazine, which it could empty in under 10 seconds. And it was a nasty piece of work, but because of that, the government was able to force through an unconstitutional restriction on the firearms. Now, of course, the government itself was able to buy Thompson submachine guns that were actually military issue in the Second World War with the straight magazine, not the circular one. And I can't imagine wanting one of those myself, although I did years ago get a chance to test fire one, and it was kind of fun, what can I tell you? Anyway, but yeah, we've allowed the government to chip away at our Constitution and Bill of Rights, thinking that if we let them have a little bit here and a little bit there, eventually they'll be satisfied and they'll go away. It doesn't work like that. To the government, the Bill of Rights is like Chinese food. 30 minutes later, you're hungry again and they want more. And as Michael Moore has illustrated, they're not going to be happy until we are completely disarmed and helpless, because that's what their idea of a utopian liberal government is going to be, a new Soviet Union here in the United States of America. Okay, 512-248-8252. Now, up in Oregon, there has been this ongoing debate in the Salem-Keizer School District, and it began when parents discovered this book, Gender Queer, was available in the school library. Now, this is a book encouraging the gay lifestyle. It's illustrated, which basically means it's pornographic. You know, when I was a kid, you had to go to the dirty bookstore to get stuff like this. Now, you can just get it in the school library. So the school formed their own committee, headed by a woman named Suzanne West, to determine if the book should be removed. And basically they came on back saying, well, we're going to keep the book because, you know, we have to be acknowledging the gay lifestyle. And, of course, parents are very outraged at how explicit some of the content in the book really is. And I'm in agreement on this one. You know, I don't care what you do as an adult, you know, but let kids grow up, you know, just at their own pace. You know, don't try and indoctrinate them with these adult subjects before they're really emotionally ready to understand and deal with these. Really, let our kids be kids for as long as they can be. Growing up is a one-way trip. And when you get to be an adult and you realize how much it sucks, you don't get to turn around and go back to being a kid again. So let the kids be kids. I really think, and I feel very strongly about this in terms of this LGBTQ agenda in the schools. Same reason with pedophilia, and you know, it's not a sexual orientation. It's a mental illness, in my opinion. And yes, I'm going to get called transphobic or gayphobic or whatever, and I don't have a problem with gay people, you know, being gay. I do have a problem with kids being indoctrinated with this by people who are not really sure themselves, and rather than question their own orientations, they're trying to just make everybody else believe the way they do so they can be comfortable with the choices they themselves have made, and which is really what it comes on down to. Now, let's see. There is a school board in Bellingham, Washington, and they're also in a little bit of hot water because the head of the school board in Bellingham, Washington, also runs a sex shop called Wink Wink Boutique, and she is offering free sex classes for young people. Featuring sex for fun and recreation. And she's got children aged 9 in the classes. 9 to 12 is one class, and the other class, the more advanced class, is 13 to 17. And some of the topics of discussion include sexual anatomy for pleasure and reproduction, and safer sex practices for all kinds of sexual activities. Well, safe sex, I'm definitely in favor of that. Once kids start exploring their sexuality, yeah, it's time for the parents to sit them down and say, this is how you avoid pregnancy, this is how you avoid certain diseases. But again, that comes under the heading of parental prerogative from where I'm concerned. And again, I think 9 years old is a little too early to be exposing children to this sort of material. Really, it's not education, it's indoctrination. They're selling these lifestyles to our children. And I think these children are going to have some issues growing up. Because they didn't just grow up with a natural development. It was sort of forced on them here. Meanwhile, over in Michigan, their Attorney General Dana Nessel is calling for there to be a drag queen in every school because drag queens make everything better. Okay, and yeah, right, there we are here. Now, Bette Midler, the singer and actress, and they've now got Hocus Pocus 2 is coming on out. Bette Midler is accused of promoting transphobia after criticizing woke terms like menstruators and birthing people. And she basically came on back and said, you know, let's talk about, you know, mothers. And that's the point we've reached. If you refer to humans who are giving birth as mothers, oh, you are transphobic. And, of course, we're still dealing with that backlash from Josh Hawley, where the media is out there saying Josh Hawley is transphobic because he thinks men can't get pregnant. And, of course, this all came about from that pro-abortion Berkeley professor who accused Senator Hawley of violence for saying that only women can get pregnant. And it raises a very interesting question. How can the same nation that just lofted the James Webb telescope into space produce such idiots in our legal schools? And is this the reason our entire political system is now filled with idiots? Or is this a trick question? Meanwhile, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is basically out there taking to task doctors who are calling disabled women psychotic. Okay, she's defending disabled women who want feminine health care from women only. And so the idea is that women who want only women doctors looking at their nether regions, they're being slammed as being somehow defective by male doctors. And J.K. Rowling is speaking out about that. And she's endured quite a bit of abuse. And really, I applaud her. I mean, first of all, she's taken the vast majority of the money from the Harry Potter franchise, and she's given it to charity, which I think is wonderful. And she's out there using her public platform to try and bring some common sense back into the debate. And so I have a lot of respect for her, and I admire her. And yes, I'm a big Harry Potter fan, you know. So over at Amazon, they have turned down paid ads for Matt Walsh's book, What is a Woman? But they're okay running sponsored search results for books that promote the radical leftist gender ideology. And I really get nervous when businesses, corporations, start deciding that they're going to join the indoctrination of the general public here. All right, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. And this week, comic Andrew Schultz basically decided to take a chance on himself. And he used his own money to basically buy his own comedy special back because he was concerned that it was going to be edited and censored into something that he did not agree with. So he's bought his own content back. He's going to release it himself in its unedited form. Good for him. I hope he does very well, and I certainly am going to tune on in to see what's going on there. Okay, 512-248-8252. And meanwhile, we're getting a report that the Easter Island region was hit by a magnitude 6.6 earthquake. And hopefully the Moai are all still standing upright, because it's a real problem getting them upright in the first place. Meanwhile, over at Yosemite, the firefighters are finally gaining ground on this wildfire that has scorched more than 2,000 acres. They're now saying the fire is 25% contained. The fire was first discovered on July 7th. Residents of the Wawanona community and campers have been evacuated. Most of the really big sequoias in the Mariposa Grove, including the grizzly giant, are still intact and are not currently being threatened by the fire. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and let's just take a look and see what's happening over here on social media, because there's a lot of stuff going on there. We have a caller on the line. Finally here. Kelly in Austin, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Your comment a few minutes ago about the housing crash here in Austin caught my attention. My wife and I we're going to put our house up for sale in October and get the hell out of Texas. I can't take this Central Texas heat anymore, and I'm not going to put up with the property taxes, the obscene, punitive property taxes in this state anymore. And if people are listening, I want you to understand, you don't pay an income tax in Texas, but you pay a property tax that will kick your ass. It is severe. So be wary when you move to Texas. Now, about the housing market, I was curious about your comment that it's crashing. I have a very good friend of mine who's a real estate agent and former geologist. I keep in touch with him, and he's of a somewhat different opinion.
Okay.
And I'm looking at another article here, Home Buying Institute, late 2021. But they're essentially forecasting is a slowdown somewhat, not a crash. My friend tells me that there's a lot of new housing going up around the city and in new neighborhoods. But what people are looking for is something like the neighborhood my wife and I have lived in now for 15 plus years, 17 years, an old established neighborhood where these houses tend to turn over very quickly. So I think the issue here in Austin is not that there is a crash so much as it is that when the market was really very overheated, the interest rates are higher now, and that's caused a slowdown in the traffic for houses. But it hasn't seemed to have affected a lot of the existing house sales where people are in established, nice neighborhoods where these things are that are highly sought after, near good schools and what else. So I'm curious, could you give me the reference on that? I'd like to check that out and discuss
It's linked to whatreallyhappened.com. I've obviously scrolled past, deleted it from my talking points there, but it is at whatreallyhappened.com, on the first few pages it'll be in there. That's what was being reported.
Yeah, I'll look at that then. I mean, I track it pretty closely here because we're trying to plan our exit or escape from this loony bin here in Austin, Texas at the right time. My wife won't retire until February. I'm retired already. And what we've done is we bought an Airstream. We're going to sell this thing and get the hell out of here and tool around the country in the Airstream for a while until we find property where we want to build somewhere.
Sounds like fun.
Well, we're looking forward to it, looking forward to getting in this cooler climate such as Colorado, the western slope of Colorado, or maybe in the northern New Mexico. I know Colorado well. I went to school there.
Colorado is beautiful, and I did a lot of work out there down at Martin Marietta. And I used to love, they have this wonderful museum in Denver, the Natural History Museum. That's one of the best ones.
That's a great museum. I love that museum. When you walk into the hall there, they used to have a tremendous Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Right in the hallway, you had to walk under his foot, and it looked like he was going to smash down on you. I know that very well. So anyway, I want to tell people here, if you give me a couple of seconds here to discuss this issue about property taxes in Texas. I love this state. My family goes back to before the Texas Revolution. We're deeply rooted here. But I'm going to tell you, Mike, the property tax system in this state is absolutely irrational. It is punitive. And the reason it's the way it is that back around the early 1990s, a federal judge ruled that so-called property-rich districts had to increase their property taxes to send that money out to so-called property poor.
Okay, Kelly, we got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold. I want to come back and hear the rest of this. So stay on the line. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Kelly in Austin. And Kelly, you were talking about the extreme property taxes in Texas, and you were talking about this judicial decision that penalized prosperous counties in favor of less than prosperous counties.
Right. It's what's called the Robin Hood taxation plan. The federal judge ruled that the property-rich districts had to subsidize the school systems of the property-poor districts by increasing their property taxes. And to do that, they ended up doubling and almost tripling their property taxes in many cases to send that money out across the state. And here's how bad it is. Travis County, the Austin Independent School District, this last year sent $500 million into the fund that keeps this the sham system. That's $500 million above what we already pay. $500 billion of what we pay to other districts. And we found out as well, and somebody dug into this and found out that some of these property poor districts are taking that money and spending it on things other than education. There's one down in the valley, the Rio Grande Valley, for example, that built a $40 million water park, slides and whatever else. And they gave it, And they gave us some kind of water education center name to get around that. But this happens all over this goofy state.
It happens all over the country.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I look around here and I look at my property taxes, which I think are absolutely, they're ridiculous. I'm somewhat protected because I've got exemptions here, given my age. I'm 70. I look just outside of where we live, and I know that there are people, and I mean, just right down the street, because they don't have the exemptions we have. They're paying $15,000, $20,000 a year in property taxes. My wife's brother lives up in a part of Austin, the Tony area of Austin. They paid $32,000 last year in property taxes for that house. I can't justify it. So when we talked about retiring, I told Diane, we're going to get the hell out of the state because I'm not going to pay these property taxes anymore. I can go to New Mexico, and I can pay a quarter to a fifth of what I pay here in taxes. And even with a modest income tax here, I'm coming out way the hell ahead. So I'm going to warn people who think that they're going to come to some kind of paradise when you get to Texas because you don't pay an income tax. You are going to get screwed. You better, as they say, drop your drawers, bend over, and spread your cheeks because they're going to ram it right to you with property taxes. Texas is one of the highest property tax states in the country, and it's only going to get worse. I drove up to Round Rock, which is just north of Boston, 15 miles north of Boston. We lived there for a long time. I had to go up there on business last week. And I could not believe the building, the construction, is wall-to-wall construction all the way up there. And all that does is that increases property taxes.
Yes.
People are pouring into this area. They're pouring into this area. So there actually is there is a shortage of houses on the market in Austin, established, well-built houses in good neighborhoods. So that's what's actually driving a lot of the high prices around here. In my neighborhood, houses that are selling here recently for $500,000 and more above what the owner paid for them back in the middle to late 1990s. I'm expecting to make as much as $600,000 on the sale of this house. We paid a fair price for it, but we don't owe a dime on this thing, but I'm expecting to make that back plus another $600,000. This is how crazy the market is around here. But if I stay here, I explained to my wife, if you stayed here, the way they're jacking up property taxes, even with the exemptions that we have, that over the next 10 years, you're going to end up forking out well more, well more than $100,000 to the city of Austin just to live in a house that we already own. And I look back at some of the other areas in Austin, such as where my brother-in-law lives, $32,000 a year. $300,000 in 10 years, it'll be closer to $400,000 by the time we keep jacking up property tax. So tell me, is anything really fair or rational about that? Property taxation, Mike, I think is the unfairest form of taxation states ever came up with. Now they've got their hands on this big pot of money, and the Republicans are nothing more than rhinos, and the damn Democrats in the state legislature are not going to do anything to change that.
They love having all that money coming on in, and the problem is that they're running out of money to tax there, and you know when the well comes up dry, it's all going to start coming apart, which
right.
Actually is starting to happen right now.
Yeah, and they can say, well, we're holding the line on income taxes. We're not going to have a state income tax. You already do in the form of this damn property tax because.
They get it one way or the other, you know. Anyway, listen, Kelly, thank you very much for the phone call. We got to take another break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We got callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Supreme Court Justices, I was looking up an article like Yahoo or something, and it was stating that, I guess, dark web, like five of the conservative Supreme Court Justices were targeted, they're doxxed on the dark web or something.
It's not just the dark web. There was this group in Washington, D.C. is offering cash rewards for, you know, any information about where these justices are so that, you know, they can manufacture a crowd and harass and protest them when they're, you know, out having dinner and things like that. All of which, I mean, there is a law against harassing judges to try and get them to change their mind. Of course, the decision's been made. And I don't agree with this kind of behavior.
When it comes to the abortion, what do you think is happening with that whole fiasco of them turning it over and that? Do you think there's anything else to it?
Well, I think the Biden administration is trying to make abortion the issue for the midterm elections because they can't run on anything else, can't run on the economy, can't run on Afghanistan, can't run on Ukraine, can't run on the LGBTQ in the schools. And so they're trying to manufacture an issue and make it the primary focus of the midterm elections. It's failing miserably. Most Americans, you know, were not happy with, you know, total abortion on demand, especially Americans whose taxes were being used to pay for abortions they didn't agree with. And so it may have failed. But, the Biden administration has kicked up a major fuss about this. And my guess is they're going to keep churning this as hard as they can up until the midterm elections.
So speaking of which, the elections. Yeah, third time's charm. That's the question. What do you think the elections are going to be like? What do you think is going to happen with that?
Well, if they were honest elections, it would be an absolute red sweep, you know, and the Democrats would get crushed. But unfortunately, we don't have honest elections in this country. And until we get honest elections back, I mean, the government's just going to continue to be abusive of the people.
All right. And since you did so well with the second question leading into my third question, there's a bonus one. What do you think about Trump and the whole January 6th thing? Where do you think that's going to lead?
Well, the January 6th committee is trying to basically create this idea that there was an insurrection or an attempted coup on January 6th. They're failing miserably, but their goal is to invoke the 14th Amendment to say that Trump cannot run in 2024. And it's a Hail Mary pass. It's a long shot, but they are desperate.
Do you think that if they win the election with Democrats, Trump might get at least indicted?
No, the committee came on back and said they really did not have grounds for a criminal indictment against Trump. They just want to be able to say he was an insurrectionist in order to block him from running in 2024.
Okie dokie then. All right, so have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Thomas in Florida. Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to comment on the property tax situation. You know, I've heard people say property tax is an oxymoron. If it's your property, how can they tax you? And like I've always said, a first-year law student could probably argue the case that how can you say that I own my property when you levy a fee or a rent or a whatever against me? If I don't pay it, the county will take my property away from me. I am basically a tenant by all definitions. The only reason, you know, think about how simple it would be. And I'm sort of surprised that somebody hasn't ever taken it to court and hit the Supreme Court, where you'd say, how can you possibly charge somebody money on something that they own and take it away from them if they don't pay? So it doesn't fit the definition. Many years ago, 2012 or maybe, I don't know, there was a lady down in Texas named Deborah Medina. She was running for governor, and one of her main platforms was, I'm going to abolish property taxes. And I remember something crazy happened. I was saying, oh, wow, this is incredible. We're moving ahead. Because I always say the very first state in the United States to abolish property taxes is going to be like, it's going to be the equivalent of abolishing income tax. Like, wow, we don't have property taxes. It's going to be very revolutionary because it's actually going to I heard Ron Paul say once, yeah, reinstate private property and abolish property taxes. And it went over most people's heads. Yeah,
yes.
Abolish property taxes and reinstate private property. Because you don't own your car. We know that because of the registration system. We obviously don't own our property. I guess we don't even own ourselves because somebody always takes part of our labor in the form of tax. I mean, what do you actually own besides the clothes on your back that you can prove? So Deborah Medina got shot down for the most ridiculous of reasons. Somebody in her campaign staff said something about 9/11 being an inside job or something, and they hooked that onto her.
Yes.
And even Alex Jones attacked her for some reason. Glenn Beck attacked her viciously, and man, she was gone. And I thought, wow, that's a sacred cow. It's something you never can go after. And now, and I'm watching it closely, sort of, Ammon Bundy is running for governor of Idaho, and one of the things he's saying is he wants to abolish property taxes. So I don't think he stands a prayer just because of that alone. And like that fellow before was talking, I'm in the same position here in Florida, where I have my nephew lives right down not too far from me. He's paying $18,000 a year in taxes. I have neighbors down the street paying, you know, $20,000, $18,000. They've got a system here in Florida where if you're older and you've owned your property a long time, you're protected under what the equivalent of the member Proposition 13 in California.
Yes.
Where you could, you find people who had been living in their houses since the 1940s were waking up in very wealthy neighborhoods, and they protected them. Well, I'm under that protection, too. But it's, I can see the writing on the wall. They're going to gun for all of us people who have been here for, you know, 40 years. And one day they're going to slap us upside the head and say, hey, come on, pay your fair share. At which point, we're going to have to leave. I'm going to be gone from where I've been living for 40 years if they raise the taxes up to the levels that they should be in our area. For us, well, it's called the Homestead Covenant in
yes.
Florida. And we have the Homestead Covenant property tax. It's a basically it's a ceiling on how much they can raise incrementally every year. So effectively, I'm frozen way back many years ago, and they can only raise it a percent or two on us. But it's going to come one day where they're going to come for all of us. And I just think it's an institution in the United States which really, it bespeaks the fact that we're such a free country and we've got all these liberties. No, we don't own anything. Our labor belongs to somebody, which they take a portion of, and our property doesn't belong to us, whether it's a vehicle or an actual piece of real estate.
Yeah, well, that's the way the whole thing is heading. We keep hearing the phrase, you will own nothing and you will be happy, and, you know, we're already partway there.
No, we are there.
Yeah.
We are there. You know, we are there. I can, you know, you can prove that you don't own your vehicle as soon as you register it and you have a certificate of title and not the real manufacturer's statement of origin. And, of course, your property isn't yours either. Your real estate. So, anyhow, that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, you know, there's no question that we're very highly taxed. And, you know, it's interesting if Americans look at how much is taken out of their paycheck, and then they look at how many taxes their employer has to pay for the privilege of hiring them, you realize that the government is making more money off your labor than you are. You know, that's about the same ratio of work for yourself, work for the masters that we saw in the antebellum plantations and the Roman slave culture. And so what we have is a population of people functioning as slaves, but believing that they are free. Anyway, let's see, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yep, you're on the air.
I just want to talk about Trump for a minute. It's a little bit of a rant. Are we ever going to wake up with him? He's probably the worst president in my lifetime. I'm 38, and I never thought I'd see a president actually call its own citizens non-essential. After that, he was done for me. He had me in 2016. I was really in love with him. His first crack came when he executively was like, hey, we're going to ban bump stocks. No authorization, just boom, banned them. Completely unconstitutional. And everybody was just like, oh, no, Trump is our friend. He's playing 4D chess. He would never stab us in the back a million times like he did. The lockdowns, the testing, he funded all of that against us. He hates us, and yet everybody wants him back in office.
He was just surrounded by advisors who were manipulating him, and Trump's biggest mistake, and Trump was a tremendous disappointment. He's certainly not as bad as Biden. Let's get that out of the way. One of Trump's biggest failings was when he came on in, he wanted to be magnanimous in victory and say, you know, all the Obama holdovers can stay. And he sort of figured because he was the new boss that everybody would be working for him, because that's the way it works in the world of business. But this is the world of politics where everybody has hidden allegiances and agendas. And what Trump should have done when he came on in was literally scrape out the executive branch and bring in his own people that he knew were going to be loyal to him and supportive of him. And instead, he was surrounded by people who were lying to him and manipulating him. They lied him into the attacks on Syria. They lied him into this whole COVID-19 situation. I think Trump's biggest failing is that he was very naive. He was not prepared for the world of Washington politics.
And how many years are we going to allow that excuse to keep happening. I mean,
well, we're not. I think if Trump gets back in 2024, I think he's learned his lesson.
How many times do you stick your finger in a light socket before you realize that it doesn't feel good? I mean, he should have learned.
Well, I mean, look how many presidents we've been saddled with who all turned out to be disasters. I mean, the last president I think that really did a good job was John F. Kennedy, and they shot him.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have history to look at. I mean, if Trump's so smart and everything, he should have learned. We had 2 years where we controlled all three branches. We didn't get a wall. We didn't get a deportation. Obama deported more people than Trump did. I mean, he was like, oh, all these illegals need to go, and he didn't do squat. For 2 years, we had control, and nothing happened. And
well,
then all
I
of a sudden,
wouldn't say nothing that happened. And, you know, I'm getting a strong sense of bias on your part. You know, Trump had a lot of failings, but, you know, we did have very inexpensive gasoline. Inflation was under control. Trump did not start any wars, even though he continued the one in Syria. But thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the last caller, I hate to say this, but callers to RBN helped, according to what I hear, they helped get rid of us having the Senate and the House, and the Senate especially. I mean, voting for a party, Constitution Party, where 5% of people vote, take away, that's just what you needed. I don't know if we'll get back to House or anything. I mean, they got a lot of money running around Georgia. but I wanted to back up what Kelly
was. I want to know where that money's coming from. I'm getting tired of all this money that is being used to skew the elections, and that's not the way it's supposed to work. It's supposed to be the will of the people, not the rich.
Well, that's the thing. See, you know, it's probably coming from overseas. If they go back to the original Constitution, you'd lose your citizenship if you took emoluments from another country.
Yeah, you're not supposed to take money from foreigners for U.S. campaigns, and yet we know that Hillary was doing it in 2016, and probably a lot of others were doing it as well, and they're just trying to hide it. But, you know, the U.S. government has offered itself for sale to the bankers, to other foreign governments. I mean, look at the way Biden just sent all those millions of barrels of oil from our Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China, Josh Hawley is now calling for an investigation into just how that came about, because that's not something a wise president would do when the American people are paying somewhere around $6 a gallon for gasoline right now.
Well, I just wanted to really talk about the taxes. It's worse than that here. You know, if you own your house, they call you a stakeholder in it.
Yes.
You're just a stake. That's all you are.
Yep.
And they did, and I'm going to tell you what they did here. They say if you get a 65, you can defer your taxes. And then they come along and they decide that they want you gone. So they tear your house down. And then they try to take the land because they say if you're over 65, your taxes are deferred. But then they say, oh, well, there's no house on it. That's not true. So they tear the house down. So that's not true. Then you got to come up with thousands of dollars or lose your house again. And, I mean, your property again. They end up with it all. I'm telling you, it's really wicked here.
Okay.
But it's probably that way everywhere. You know, I've kept up with watching it, and then I could tell anybody about the sneaky stuff they do. And they'll have 100 lawyers with the city, but you don't have any. You're too poor to afford a lawyer to hold on to yours. So that ain't right either, is it? If they're going to accuse you of something, they should give you a lawyer, and that's the way it goes.
Well, you're given a free lawyer in criminal cases, but in these tax cases and civil cases, no, that's not provided. The fact of the matter is that, you know, governments have gone into debt to the bankers, and in order to pay the bankers all of that accrued interest, the only option they have is to loot the public. And that's what they're doing. And the greedier the bankers get, the more the public is being looted. And, you know, we basically work our lives away supporting this very predatory economic structure. And, you know, we have got very little to leave to our children. And even that's being taxed. You know, when you pass away and you leave something to your children, there's a death tax. And it's all about, you know, we exist for no other reason than to provide money and soldiers to the government.
Well, also, too, did you know that tax cut that Trump put in, that included, somehow that was part of the Anwar up there, opening up the Anwar and giving the people in Alaska jobs. That's why you saw such a turnout up there at his meeting in Alaska recently. I'm telling you, yeah, as soon as he got the first hour when Biden got in, he put in an executive order to take back that whole Anwar thing, that whole
Trump was dropping hints he's going to run in 2024. He's got tremendous popularity. That's why we're starting to get all these Trump bashing phone calls here, because the Democrats are just terrified. They don't have anybody who can run against him. You know, it looks like they're shaping up to run Hillary against him in 2024, coupled with, again, massive election fraud. They want Trump gone. They're afraid of running against him. You know, it's just like Watergate all over again when Nixon's creep, you know, was out there destroying any candidate that Nixon thought might be a problem running against. They wanted to run against George McGovern. They wound up running against George McGovern and basically ran over him like a steamroller.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to verify that Kelly's right. I have fought this here tax thing since I've been here for 30 years. I thought we did pretty good under Perry, Governor Perry. So
yep.
If you got something against Abbott, that need to look into that. But he said you're not going to raise the taxes more than 10% a year. So here they raise it 9.99%. See, the cities are doing it too, and then we had to fight. That was just recent, the new fight that you can't raise the value of the property more than 10%. You know.
Well, yeah. Where if the property value is raised, then the property taxes go up with it. And, you know, a big part of it is, you know, all these programs to take care of the illegal immigrants flooding into this country. That's where a lot of this money is going now. Anyway, Pat, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I got a whole bunch of phone calls I'm going to try and get to. So thank you, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah. Bruce. Kelly, look up northern Nevada, Elko, up in that area. Going to be traveling. Pretty country. Not too urbanized. Yeah. This is a suggestion. And
okay.
He's exactly right. Got the break?
No, we're not doing the break. Not doing the break.
Oh, okay. I'll be quick then. Texas, the biggest industry here now is housing. And it's a big scam. I saw a layout for a subdivision, a high-end subdivision. They had two properties reserved for the city, for the local city where we built that, gifts back, kickbacks. And, they used the school money to teach your kids how to be gay and how to hate themselves and hate the country. Pretty bad. But that's all I had. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and I agree with you. There's a lot of people very angry that their tax money is going to teach these, to teach your children about the gay lifestyle and transgenderism and critical race theory. And, when the parents stand up and say, I don't agree with this, well, they're declared domestic terrorists and so forth. All right. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, young man. My regards to Claire.
Okay.
Recovery as usual. and to you both to have a great, fun-filled, safe weekend. Quick question about the property tax deal. I heard one quote about 17 grand and another quote from another location of being 18 grand as far as property tax goes. My other half made the inquiry about what kind of a house do you have in property do you have that costs that much in property tax, a mansion or a four-person family that would accommodate a four-person family type house. What kind of a house are we talking about?
Well, they didn't actually specify, but generally people who live in mansions don't call this show.
Well, I'll give you that, but still, it makes you wonder. What kind of a house are we talking about? One story, two story, three story?
Well, we could definitely derive the correlation, but obviously the people living in these houses, whatever these houses are justifiably concerned that the property taxes keep going up. You know, all taxes are going up. And again, it's to basically service that growing, unserviceable, out-of-control debt that has accumulated on governments all across the country. One of the problems is that the federal government, as it has gone deeply into debt, has started returning less of the tax money to the states than is being collected. That forces the states into borrowing in order to try and spread the debt around and conceal just how indebted the entire nation is to the banks.
And I only have one thought regarding that whole fiasco. You know what that is?
What?
The U.S. is under a hell of a pyramid scheme.
Have oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is. Okay, I guess she hung up here. All righty, we're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Today, Mike, I just want to say that, you know, Biden, he had a couple of heavy-duty executive orders. He stopped the XL pipeline, and then he stopped that Antwerp thing. Trump could have fucking put up the wall on an executive order, and they smoked you and lied to you by, oh, he's just one man. He's got bad appointments. He could have did it. He had the power. And then he gave you the bump stocks. Then he gave you the red flag laws. I got a video of Trump in a big meeting with about 30 people saying, we need to take the guns first, and then we'll worry about due process later. If you guys like Trump, go right ahead.
But, you well, know, I would like Mike, to. I'd like to see the video myself here. But there is such a thing as bureaucratic resistance. John F. Kennedy himself, when he was trying to basically disable the CIA after the Bay of Pigs, his executive orders were basically ignored. So there is a limit. There is a limit to how much power a president has.
You know,
anyway,
you
Rick, thank you very much for the phone call. We are at the end of the show, and my apologies to the caller still waiting on hold. Try and call back in tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Giuseppe and Scorpio are taking the microphone today. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate and support us during these very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.